All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at the same number. Let's go to the phone lines. And Dave from Mequon. Hey, Dave, what's going on, man?
Good morning, Earl. Good morning, Sandy. Really quickly, one thing that has not been mentioned in the conversation, at least from what I've heard, is the fact that the Biden administration is letting basically Russia and China negotiate the new nuclear deal for Iran. And, you know, it's from what I can tell, if this goes through, and luckily both Democrats and Republicans have been kind of left in the dark with this negotiating, that they were going to take off the Iranian Revolutionary Guard as a terrorist organization. We would be purchasing, Iran would be able to send oil on the world market. Sanctions would be lifted. Essentially, Iran would get access to nuclear weapons fairly quickly. And at the end of the day, our relationship with Iran is so bad, they won't even let us in the same room. So that's why Russia and China supposedly is negotiating on our behalf for the best interest of us, which is ridiculous. That I think is beyond belief, because I do think at the end of the day, and you're looking what the Saudis are doing with China, they have now made an agreement in selling oil to them and using the Chinese yuan as opposed to U.S. dollars for making the transaction. And China has, let's be honest, the reason why the sanctions aren't working, Sandy, is because Europeans are still buying oil and natural gas from them right now because they have no other source of getting additional energy, even though they have put in a tremendous amount of energy into green energy. It's not enough to keep the lights on. So essentially, and then China basically has come in. They're using Chinese banks now, and we have not fully sanctioned, from what I understand, and the CIR Bank, which is Russia's biggest bank. We haven't fully sanctioned.
Hey, Dave, let me ask you this before you go, Sandy responds to you. I don't understand. I'm not fearful that of Iran gaining a nuclear weapon.
Well, you should be. They made it very clear what their intentions are.
Well, what are their intentions, Dave?
They want Israel wiped off the face of the earth.
Okay, so Dave, so Israel is certainly more than equipped to deal with any movement that Iran attempts with any crude nuclear weapon that they may garner. I don't see that as, you know, the biggest issue.
Do you think that stabilizes the Middle East, Earl? Do you think that that doesn't get Saudi Arabia a little freaked out?
Let me say this, Dave. You know, India has nuclear weapons, and many other nations in the Middle East have nuclear weapons. So to say somehow that one nation, because of the belief that they are somehow going to destroy a nation that is, you know, the third most powerful or fourth most powerful on earth, is ridiculous. To give that kind of energy and power to the conversation, to me, is ridiculous. Sandy, you can respond.
Well, I got to go back to the beginning of what Dave had to say. The fact that Russia and China are negotiating on our behalf, it's clear that we are very involved with the negotiations. In fact, the news coming out of those negotiations a week ago was that Russia was trying to throw a monkey wrench into the negotiations, which had been going quite well, because they were concerned that the release of Iranian oil into the marketplace would make it easier for Europe to get along without Russian oil. So I don't know where you're coming from with this whole China-Russia conspiracy operating behind our back. We set the table for not negotiating with Iran because we unilaterally backed out of the Iran settlement, and we unilaterally broke off relations with Iran. So the fact that they don't talk to us is a mutual problem. Now, should we settle with Iran? You know, Iran is not an Arab country. And it is not in it does not have an alliance with the Arabian countries, really. I mean, we've pushed them into a corner where they have aided and abetted, for instance, Palestinian terrorist groups. But we have created the monster that we have described Iran to be. And there's no real reason for Iran, from a geopolitical standpoint, to be the enemy of any of what you've talked about. Iran knows fully as well as the United States does that the use of a nuclear weapon will end up in the total destruction of Iran. So I'm not sure why you assume that the rhetoric they've used about wiping Israel off the earth is any more meaningful than Putin's rhetoric or Trump's rhetoric about North Korea or any of the other places in the world. It was rhetoric. It couldn't possibly be a real policy they have. So that's where I'll start. Secondly, the yuan and they're using the yuan for the dealings between Russia and China. Well, yeah. I mean, that's the danger of the sanctions, is that the dollar will lose its grip on being a world currency. And what would be the most likely world currency if it wasn't the dollar, and if it isn't a cryptocurrency? It would be the yuan, because it's the currency that everyone is using in their trade, and everyone is trading with China. So a lot of these are self-inflicted wounds that you're describing. Now, with respect to whether the sanctions are working because Europe is continuing to buy from Russia, China just 2 days ago signed a huge contract with Qatar to buy oil from Qatar. So they are taking steps to relieve themselves of their need of oil and gas from Russia. And in fact, they did suspend a great deal of their purchases from Russia. Are the sanctions working in Russia? You said they weren't. I don't think there's any evidence that the sanctions aren't really very, very crippling to Russia. And if what you're talking about is bringing Russia to an absolute halt so that their citizenry are all starving, they aren't quite to that point, but the citizenry of Russia is suffering greatly. And it's clear that the Russian economy is in a state of near collapse. So I don't get any of what you're saying other than the fact that it appears to be an effort to find reasons to criticize Biden.
Hey Dave, are you there?
Yes, I am still here.
All right, so listen, you wanna respond? You can hang on. We've got to go to a break.
Okay.
You wanna respond?
Yes, I'll respond after the break.
All right, we've got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation. Sandy Williams is on the line. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.